Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're looking into the world of the Freiwillige Feuerwehr Grafrath.
The Freiwillige Feuerwehr Grafrath.
Yeah, it's a volunteer fire department in Germany.
Oh, cool.
You shared some snippets from their website and event listings with me. I have to say, I'm pretty excited to kind of dig in and see what we find.
Yeah, it looks like a really interesting organization, even from just glancing at the material.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot there.
Yeah, definitely. Even before we get into the specifics, I think you can immediately sense how much pride they have and how connected to the community they are.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you can tell that right away, even from their slogan.
What is their slogan?
It's Beretten Grafrath, seit 1894. Deine Heimat, deine Feuerwehr.
Wow.
Yeah. It translates to, we rescue Grafrath. Since 1894, your home, your fire department.
I love that.
Yeah.
Your home, your fire department.
It's really powerful. They've been serving the town for well over a century. And that connection to the people they protect is really front and center.
Yeah. And their website, I thought, was like really easy to navigate, very transparent.
Yes, absolutely.
But you can see all of their leadership, contact details, even reports from past operations.
Yeah, I think it's a great example of how a fire department can really build trust within the community, right?
Yeah.
Even a volunteer fire department.
Yeah.
By being really open, accessible, inviting the people of Grafrath to understand how it operates and who's behind it.
I love that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the people, the faces behind this organization. So they have a commandant tour.
Okay.
Which is essentially the command structure. Mm-hmm. The department is led by the commandant, which is Thomas Worm, and his two deputies.
Oh, wow.
Florian Vols and Marcel Worm.
Wait, two Worms?
Yeah, two Worms.
Is that like a family dynasty?
I was wondering the same thing. I'm like, are they related? That would be so interesting to kind of...
Yeah, like a family tradition of service in the department.
I know, right?
It'd be really cool to uncover that, like how far back that goes.
Yeah, yeah. And they even list like their email addresses on the website.
Yeah, that's not something you see every day.
I know, right? Especially with an organization like this.
Really speaks to their transparency.
It does.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Their willingness to engage with the community.
Yeah. There's also a Vorstand.
Okay.
Which we could think of like an executive board, but we don't really have a lot of information on them from what you sent me.
Yeah. There wasn't much detail on that.
Right. Yeah. Now, one area that I found particularly interesting is their Jugend program.
The Jugend program.
Yeah, it's their youth program.
Oh, cool.
And it seems like it's like a major focus for them. It's led by Patrick Brandhofer and Alexander Arhundakis.
Cool. And so what kind of things does the youth program do? So we'll get into that in a little bit, but I also noticed a little mention of Joseph Kopp retiring from the department on January 11th, 2025.
Oh, wow.
After a long career.
Yeah.
It made me wonder, like, was he involved with this Jugend program at all?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's pretty common, you know, for veteran firefighters to move into mentorship roles, guiding, inspiring the next generation.
Absolutely. And speaking of the next generation, it's clear that the Freiwillige Feuerwehr Grafrath is very invested in youth development.
You can really tell.
They have a whole section of the website dedicated to...
Wow. Brandschutzerziehung.
Brandschutzerziehung.
Which is all about fire safety education.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though, right? Like, wouldn't it be better to prevent fires in the first place?
Right.
Than just react to them?
Exactly.
It seems like a really proactive approach to community safety.
Yeah.
And they go into schools and kindergartens teaching kids about, you know, how to call for help in an emergency. Different ways to prevent fires, what happens when different materials burn.
Cool.
And get this, they let the kids explore the fire trucks and equipment.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I bet that's like a huge hit.
I mean, of course, who wouldn't love that?
Right.
Especially as a kid. I mean, imagine the impact, right? Like you make it interactive and fun.
Right.
That's going to create a really positive learning experience for them.
Yeah.
That's likely to stick with those kids for a long time.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah, it's smart and engaging.
It is.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, they do also deal with the real deal emergencies as well.
Yeah.
Their Einsätze page, which documents their operations, shows just how diverse their responses are.
Interesting.
We're talking about a truck fire, flooding, car accidents, a tree falling on a building.
Oh, no.
They even had to rescue someone from a pond once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It really shows you how important it is for a fire department to have a really well-rounded skill set.
Yeah.
It's not just about battling flames.
Right.
They need to be ready for anything.
Yeah.
A whole range of situations and potential hazards.
That's a great point.
Yeah, it makes you realize how vital they are to the community.
Yeah.
Going above and beyond, I think, what people typically think of as firefighters.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that level of preparedness obviously requires some...
some serious training.
Serious training.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we can see from the website that they take training really seriously.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, their event listings show planned exercises.
Yeah.
Like
what?
Übung Wasserförderung, which focuses on water pumping techniques.
Oh, cool.
And then Einsatzübungsbrand.
Einsatzübungsbrand.
Which is a full-blown fire response exercise.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know, right?
It's really...
especially for a volunteer organization to be that dedicated to practical training.
I know.
It's really impressive.
Yeah, it's very cool. And even their Jogen program is very active. They have weekly practice sessions.
Right.
And they even took a trip to the Augsburg Fire Department Adventure World.
What? There's a Fire Department Adventure World.
I know, right? That's amazing.
It sounds pretty amazing. I want to go.
I kind of want to go, too.
I know, right?
That's so cool. I wonder what they do there.
Me, too. It's incredible how they incorporate, like, these fun activities into their training.
Right. It's not just, like, super serious drills. Yeah. It's also about, like, building that camaraderie and that sense of community, having fun together.
Totally, yeah.
It's really important, especially for a volunteer organization.
Yeah. And did you see they even had a Vierbackenplätzchen event?
What is that?
It means we bake... cookies.
They bake cookies.
I know. Can you imagine?
That's so cute.
I know. It's like...
like a team bonding...
I know.
...baking day.
Yeah.
It's so wholesome.
I love it.
That's amazing. It might seem like a small thing.
Yeah.
But I think shared activities like that...
right.
...really play a huge role in creating a sense of belonging.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those personal connections that are so crucial for a volunteer organization.
Yeah.
It really builds a sense of community, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it extends beyond the seriousness of their duties.
Yeah.
It's great.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does show that it's more than just a job for them, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a passion, a way of life.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, remember how impressed we were by their fur park?
Oh, yeah, the fleet of vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got some cool stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They have a multi-purpose vehicle, a rescue fire engine,
mm-hmm.
a custom-modified fire engine.
A custom-modified fire engine, huh?
Which makes me wonder, like, what modifications did they make and why?
Right. That's interesting.
Right. And they even have a rescue boat.
A rescue boat.
I know.
Wow.
I mean, Grafrath isn't exactly on the coast, but I guess flooding and water rescues are a real concern.
Yeah, I guess they must have some, like, rivers or lakes nearby.
Yeah, they must.
It's cool that they have a dedicated boat for those situations.
Oh, no, right? Shows real commitment.
Yeah, absolutely.
To, like, any eventuality.
Right. I'm sure the types of calls that they respond to are, you know, probably dictated by the geography and the needs of that specific community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And each vehicle, I thought this was interesting, is meticulously labeled with a Florian Grafrath code.
Yeah, what's the deal with those codes?
I know, I was wondering that too.
Yeah, Florian obviously is the patron saint of firefighters.
That makes sense.
That part makes sense.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering about those, like, specific alphanumeric codes that come after Florian Grafrath. I bet it's like a standardized system in Germany to classify the vehicles, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like what type of vehicle it is.
Yeah, like what its capabilities are, its purpose.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, for large-scale incidents where they need to communicate quickly.
That's a great point.
Or when they're working with other departments.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Wow, so it's not just a cool name, it's...
it's functional.
It's functional.
Yeah.
Like you can tell what the vehicle can do just by looking at it.
It's cool.
I know.
Yeah.
It really makes you appreciate the level of organization and detail.
Yeah. The thought that goes into it.
That goes into running a fire department.
Absolutely.
Especially a volunteer one.
Yeah. Every piece of equipment, you know, every vehicle, every person has a specific role to play.
Right.
And those codes help to make sure everything runs smoothly. You know, it's a coordinated and efficient response.
Absolutely.
Like a secret language.
It is. It's like a secret language.
Yeah. That allows firefighters to communicate effectively.
Yeah.
Especially in an emergency when it really matters.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's cool.
Speaking of efficient responses, let's talk about those training exercises again.
Okay, yeah.
It's clear that the Freiwillige Feuerwehr, Grafrath, they don't just talk the talk.
They walk the walk.
They walk the walk.
Yeah, when it comes to preparedness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, those exercises like Übung Wasserförderung for water pumping, Einsatzübung Brand for fire response, like they really...
Yeah, it's one thing to, you know, read about it in a manual, but it's a whole other thing to actually practice it in a real world scenario.
Yeah.
Those exercises are crucial.
Yeah.
To make sure everybody knows what to do.
Right. And that they can do it under pressure.
Exactly. Because when a real emergency happens, every second counts.
Yeah. It's not just about like physical skills either. Right.
Right.
They're practicing teamwork, communication.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Decision-making under stress.
Oh, for sure.
Those are all essential elements.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's about building that muscle memory and trust so they can operate as a unit when it really matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it speaks to their dedication that they're willing to put in the time and effort to do these drills.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just a hobby for them.
Yeah.
It's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
To excellence and to the safety of their community.
Yeah. Mm. I also thought it was worth pointing out that
what's that?
Their commitment to community engagement goes beyond just those like school visits.
Oh, Rambo. You know?
Remember the Brunschützer Seeming section where they talk about specific questions?
What were some of the questions?
About fire safety. Like, how can a fire be prevented?
Okay.
What's dangerous about smoke or fire?
Yeah.
You know?
It gets kids thinking.
It gets kids thinking.
Yeah, about practical ways to stay safe.
Yeah, it's shifting from a reactive mindset.
Yeah, a reactive to proactive mindset.
To a proactive mindset.
Yeah, empowering kids.
Exactly.
To be part of the solution instead of potential victims.
Totally.
By addressing those questions head on, I think they're fostering a culture of fire safety within the community.
Yeah, and by letting them explore the fire trucks and equipment.
Oh, yeah.
It's like... turning what could be a dry lecture into a memorable experience.
Right. Kids learn best when they're actively engaged.
Uh-huh.
And what's more engaging than getting to climb around in a fire truck?
I know, right?
It's a really great approach.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
You know, we've been focusing a lot on like the heroic and exciting parts of firefighting.
The action-packed stuff.
Yeah, but it's important to remember, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work involved.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you notice they even have a detailed Impress'em section on their website?
Impress'em? What's that?
It's basically like a legal notice.
Okay.
That includes, like, contact information, disclaimers, copyright details.
Okay.
It might seem like, you know, kind of like a boring legal formality.
Yeah.
But I think it speaks to their transparency.
Oh, yeah.
Commitment to accountability.
Right. It's easy to overlook those kind of things.
Yeah.
But they are important. And by putting that information out there clearly, it shows they're committed to operating in a transparent way.
Yeah.
A responsible manner.
Absolutely.
You know, builds trust, reinforces the idea that they have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
They even have a link to their data privacy statement.
Really?
I know.
Wow. I wouldn't have expected that.
I wouldn't have either.
From a volunteer fire department.
Yeah.
It makes you think, like, what kind of data are they collecting? Why are they collecting it? How do they make sure it's handled responsibly?
It's really something to think about.
It is, especially these days.
I know, right? Especially in the digital age.
With data privacy.
Where data privacy is so important.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think of a fire department as being on the cutting edge of technology.
Right.
But, you know, nowadays, even volunteer organizations have to be aware of these issues.
Yeah.
And I think by proactively addressing data privacy, they're showing that they take it seriously and they're trying to stay ahead of the curve.
It's a good reminder that technology is impacting.
Yeah.
Every facet of our lives.
Even those that we wouldn't normally associate with it.
Right.
Like you said, data collection.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's really fascinating.
Yeah. And it raises all sorts of questions about the role of data in emergency response, community safety.
Yeah.
It's definitely something that deserves more attention, you know. But I think for now, it's a testament to their forward-thinking approach that they're already thinking about these things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But there's one more thing I wanted to touch on.
Oh, okay.
Remember that note about Joseph Kopp retiring.
Yeah.
It got me thinking about like dedication and longevity within this organization.
It's clear that it's built on a foundation of dedicated people who are passionate about serving their community.
Yeah, it's more than just showing up to fight fires.
Yeah, it is. It's about being part of something bigger, you know?
Yeah.
Contributing to the well-being of your community.
Yeah.
And passing on that legacy to the next generation.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder about, like, the stories of all the volunteers.
Yeah.
Like, what motivated them to join?
Right.
What challenges did they face? Mm. What impact did their service have? You know,
on their own life
and their lives, on the community
and the lives of the people around them.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear those stories.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that behind every like organization, heroic act, emergency response, there are real people.
Real people with real stories.
With their own unique journeys and experiences.
Yeah. And those stories often go untold.
Yeah, they do.
But they're so valuable, you know. Yeah. They give us a glimpse into the human side of service and remind us of the power of individual actions.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
To make a difference.
Yeah.
It's really inspiring to think about the impact.
Yeah, the ripple effect.
Yeah, the ripple effect of their dedication.
Yeah.
Not only are they protecting their community, but they're also setting an example for others to follow.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe some of those kids who got to, you know, explore fire trucks today will be inspired to become the next generation of firefighters.
Yeah.
You know, carrying on that legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. This one fire department, the Freiwillig Feuerwehr Grafrath, it's given us so much to think about, like community engagement, youth development, technology.
Yeah, it really has.
The role of technology.
It was like a microcosm of, you know, volunteerism in general.
Yeah, and the impact that it has.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it strikes me that we often focus on the outcomes, like lives saved, fires extinguished, communities rebuilt.
Yeah, the big picture stuff.
But what about the volunteers?
Right.
What do they gain?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know?
We don't often think about
the
personal growth that comes from dedicating yourself to a cause.
Right. It's not just about giving back.
Yeah.
It's also about...
About challenging yourself.
Yeah. Pushing yourself.
Learning new skills.
Yeah.
Forging connections. Making those connections. Yeah.
Like, think about Joseph Kopp.
Yeah.
Retiring after years of service.
Mm-hmm.
What did he learn?
Right.
How did it change him?
What lessons did he take away? How did it shape his life?
And then it makes you wonder about, like... Everybody else.
All the other volunteers.
Yeah, the challenges.
Their journeys.
The bonds.
Yeah.
The satisfaction.
Yeah.
You know?
It highlights the ripple effect.
The ripple effect.
It goes way beyond just the community, right?
Yeah.
It touches the volunteers themselves, inspires others to get involved.
Totally.
It's really beautiful.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it brings us back to this idea of community.
Yeah.
Which we keep coming back to.
Uh-huh.
The Freiwillig Feuerwehr Grafrath.
Yeah.
It's not just people responding to emergencies.
It's the collective.
Yeah.
It's a family.
Yeah.
With a shared purpose.
And that sense of belonging is so powerful.
It really is.
It's what motivates people to like step up, volunteer.
Put themselves out there.
Put themselves on the line.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
I
want to leave you with a challenge.
Okay.
Think about your own community.
Mm-hmm.
What are the needs?
Yeah, what are the organizations?
What resonates with you?
What skills do you have?
What talents can you bring?
Yeah, how can you make a difference?
You know.
Don't underestimate your own contribution.
Yeah.
Whether it's time, money, awareness.
Yeah.
It all matters.
You don't have to be a firefighter to be a hero.
That's right.
You just have to be willing to step up.
Yeah, find your passion.
And make a difference.
Get out there.
So, until next time.
Yeah.
Keep diving deep.
Keep exploring.